When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
Finesse 2 times.
Hey. Okay, look at him. Slip right in there.
Slip right in there.
Yeah, okay. Most definitely.
As we record this, we're recovering from last night's activities, but I was like, Finesse 2 times is here. This is the day he could do it. Let's get to work.
Yes, right. Let's go.
So we appreciate you for that.
I was excited.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, you ready for lip service?
You ready to open up?
I'm a Gemini.
Okay. Speaking of Finesse 2 times, you do be finessing these women, it seems like.
I used to.
Oh, is this all past tense?
Yeah. I had to switch it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Because, like, I had to grow. I had to get out here and understand, like, I ain't who I used to be. So
I like that.
Growth is good.
No, I think that's a good thing because, and I was thinking about it too, right? Because you were locked up, you know, in and out of jail since you were 14, but now you're never going back.
Right.
But maybe there was a situation, because I think sometimes when people get locked up, it's hard when people aren't there for you.
Right.
So what was your experience like with women, you know, like where
that was it? That was a major part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, even like when it comes to relatives, I'm going to say that. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? It was like, they can't do it. I know they ain't going to do it.
Right.
Mm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then growing up where I come from is like being hard on women and pimping is like selling weed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
It's common. It's normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like you see it every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it is an environmental thing, right?
Yeah.
Like the way that you see other people, treat people, you grow up thinking this
That's
is
the norm.
What
That's
it is.
Normal.
So what made you start realizing that you had to grow and evolve from that?
In order to be who I wanted to be, like in order to like become who I wanted to become, I knew that having the type of mind frame that I had, that I wasn't gonna get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew in order to change, like if I was gonna do one thing right, I was gonna do everything right. So that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, well, so we'd love to hear that.
Yes. So.
Now, out of state, let's talk about that song for a second.
All right.
So when you do meet a nice young lady.
Right.
A nice young lady.
Yeah. Do you have the need for a contract or anything like that? Or what do you do to ensure that it doesn't get out there? Or that
Do you have them sign an NDA?
I ain't never did it.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. Like but it's been something that I'm starting to like lean toward because certain things been happening around me, not to me, but like around me to certain people, and I'm like, Maybe we need to start making motherfuckers do this. Like, because, like, this ain't right.
Mm. What's your situation now?
I got a situation.
What is
it? You know, I'm in a polygamy. Like, I gotta have more than one woman.
But they know about each other.
Yeah, they got. No, we stay together.
Oh.
How many women?
Three.
Oh.
So finesse three times.
Okay.
If you want to say that.
How did you present this situation to them? Like, did you sit them down together? Was it first just one?
I ain't going to lie. One of them, well, two of them, I did them wrong. I kind of just threw it on them. Like,
what does that mean? You and you, come on.
Yeah, like this is what it is. This is if you're going,
you have a birthday party and two people show up, like, and then you're like, well,
yeah, like, hey, I accept what come with you. You going to accept what come with me?
How did they take it? Like,
it was like an awe moment, but at the same time, I'm such a gentleman, and ladies, man. It was kind of easy, and I done had all of them to tell me that separately. Like, they like it's kind of easy to accept what come with you because you're so like humble and so. Down to earth, like it's kind of easy. So, like, I don't ask for number help.
So, two wasn't enough? You had to add a third?
Nah, I need a lot of women.
Would you need more than three? Would you add more?
Nah, that's about enough. I'd be catching hell.
They get along? They're friends?
I mean, it's kind of. You got the.
Do you have a favorite?
He does.
Okay.
I can't. Usually,
it's
the first wife.
Nah. I can honestly say that she cracked it off. Like she was the one made me feel like it was okay for me to want it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like it was weird at first. Like I ain't no woman gonna accept it. But then I thought about my past life. But then I thought about women ain't gonna accept it. Like it's a difference between being a hoe and a woman. So I'm like, you know, a hoe gonna accept it because it's their job, you know, to accept other hoes. But it ain't a woman's job to accept other women. So for me to present that, it was kind of like weird, you know what I'm saying? So for her to tell me, like, hey, I want a girlfriend, it like.
Gigi used to say that. Like Gigi looked like, at, she looked down.
She was
like,
I want you to find us a girlfriend. And I was like, you
there
see
was
like.
Yeah. There was a time where Gigi when I was in a relationship, like, I wanted a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out.
But see, I was with it.
That's no, he was with it too, but it just we just never made it happen.
They didn't find the right person.
We just ended up breaking up anyway. But but no, like I like I guess I'm technically bisexual, but I would never be in a relationship with a woman. I just like having sex with girls. That's all.
Okay.
I like having sex with girls and guys at the same time. It's
yes, that's
like
cool. That's
like
threesomes
are amazing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But you think moving forward, is it something you would consider? Like if you were talking to a guy, like how finessed his
three,
ladies,
not just two.
If you were talking to a guy and then he was like, oh, and she's coming with
possible.
Us. Okay.
So she's open to it.
Open-minded.
Like, what's the sex life? Are we
throwing the bed?
Yeah, are
right.
we always?
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to tell you. You got to have a big bed. Like,
you got to have a big bed. Y'all sleep, no sex.
California king or bigger?
Y'all sleep in the bed
bigger.
Together?
Like, that's custom. That's all right.
He said it's all right.
It's custom. You had to get custom bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all all sleep in the bed together?
Yes.
Okay. And then first, like in terms of sex, is it?
They periods be going at the same time.
Yeah.
Periods at the same time.
Yeah. How's that house around that month, that time of the month?
That's the first thing I thought too.
Right. I was too. Because what's, yeah.
When you around women, y'all sync up.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't understand it.
It's cause you're not a woman, so you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't understand it either. It's like,
and
damn.
We are women, exactly. But I mean, I grew up in a house full of women. I have a lot of sisters, and our period will always
all
come
the same,
on at
yeah.
the same time.
Now, do they all have to be only with you?
Right.
Of course, we're in a relationship. I got to be only with them.
Okay.
But what about with each other?
Sometimes people have open relationships.
What about with each other?
Yes.
Like they mess around on the side when you're not around.
That's cool.
That's fine.
You're cool
yes.
with them.
But like, just no other men. One. So it's cool for us to say, all right, they sleep, let's go in the guest room. Okay.
But what if they want to be with other women, too, outside of
it's
that?
It's a relationship.
So no other women, and they can't be with other men either?
Hell no.
Why you say hell no?
Because it's a relationship. Like, you don't
They're
supposed
committed
to be
with... to the situation.
No, but
yes,
if they
it's the situation. That's why it's called what it's called.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's just like religion and Islam. Like, that's why it's called what it's called.
Would you marry them?
I mean, that's against the law, technically.
Yeah. You can only marry one person.
But no, you can't.
And the United States?
Like, well, no, not in the United States.
No, in other countries.
Yeah,
and also,
I would consider later.
If y'all converted to Muslim, then you could, in Muslim faith, marry more than one woman. But it's against the law in the United States. It's adultery.
Okay. Well, if it made it that far, then I'll.
Yeah.
Do you ever not feel like having sex?
Yes.
You be tired?
He said yes.
Yes.
He's tired.
Three women.
Like, I be working.
I got to satisfy everybody.
That's a lot. Sounds like a lot.
Somebody always getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
Nah, everybody want it once a day.
I'm like, let me go first.
Once a day.
Please.
Right. Let
me go first.
Would they be okay, like, if you take one, like, do you go out, take all three of them out on dates together?
Yeah. Or separate dates?
Would it be okay if you go on separate dates with each? Like, how do you?
Yeah, it's cool.
Are they cool with that?
But you know, sometimes it get kind of, you got to build it up to it. Sometimes it get kind of like the ones like, okay, when I was learning this thing and I, like when I first came home, you know, I only been out like 8.5 months now. So when I first came home and me and the first girl started, it was kind of like I was new to how to treat women, getting to know how to treat women. I never knew how to treat a woman in my life.
That's
but I always knew how to talk to women. Mm-hmm. But I never knew, like I knew how to, like, I always had to give a gal, but I ain't never knew how to, like...
Action speak way louder.
What do you mean by treat them? You didn't know how to... What do you mean by treat them?
I didn't know how to treat a woman. Like
what to do?
I knew how to woo them.
You didn't know to, like, walk on the outside of the sidewalk.
Open doors. Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, I didn't know how to do that. So I had to learn, like, over the years, like, this is how you treat a woman. Like,
okay.
This is how you... You know what I'm saying? So I started doing it.
How did you learn? How would you say you learned?
Right.
Did they tell you? Did they teach you? Did they...
Nah, it's like, it's common sense for real.
Okay.
Yeah, it's common sense for real. Like, when you think about it, like, and a woman will tell you what they want.
Absolutely. Right.
Did you know how to eat pussy?
I did when I was young.
Okay.
I learned.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Nah, go.
We want to hear your answer.
I want to hear your answer first.
I learned when I got older.
Okay. So when you were young, you didn't really do it.
Yeah. I knew I wasn't nothing when I was young, and I was ashamed to ask. Mm-hmm. You know, to teach me how to do it, so I just stayed away from it. Until I went and did a 3.5 year bid, and I was like, when I get out, I'm eating some ass and everything.
Everything. Okay.
Everything. Like, when I come home, it's up.
And I know you said you met a lot of solid people while you were locked up. So is that conversation y'all had? Like, did you, you know, because I can imagine
you had them type of conversation, like, yeah, like, man, hey, man, you seen that bitch on such, such, or that girl on something, man, I'm talking about, boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, especially the guys who've been gone for a long time, and you know what I'm saying? Yo, we had them conversations.
Did you have phone sex while you were in jail?
Most definitely. Mm.
Yeah. How do you, so, but is it, yeah, like, is it private enough to be able to do that?
Oh, no, see, I'm talking about the cell phone.
Oh. Oop, I'm supposed to do that. Okay. Yeah. But he did the time.
I know.
So would you be in there whispering, like,
okay. No, I make my silly get out.
Okay.
And put some against the door. You know, different jails form different ways. You got open dorms in some places where you write, and ain't no privacy. Mm-hmm. I never jailed her. They had to send me to a max. I need my privacy. I got jack off 2-3 times a day.
When I was in jail, I was in there. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Y'all know you need 3 women.
Yeah,
on Rikers Island, their only women's facility, Rosie's house, unless you in PC, it's a dorm. So when I was there, I was in a dorm. It was a big ass room with like 50 cots and little dressers and little.
So you was in an open dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can't jail.
I mean,
like,
I was
can't
over there for 90 days,
like that.
But
that's a 90 days.
That's long.
Right. I don't think I can do an hour.
I can't do. They put me in an open dorm the next morning. I was like, I'm gone. Like, y'all put me in a hole or in another part.
Damn, you rather go to the hole?
Yeah, I'm a dog. I love the hole. That's one of my favorite spots.
I've never heard anybody say that. Yeah. Right.
Tell me what you love about the hole.
I'm in there by myself.
And you had the phone.
I can think. Nah, I ain't got no phone.
Ain't no phone. Okay, I'm just wondering.
I can get one, but it'd be hard. You got to trust all the niggas, you know, ain't trying to do that. But anyway, for the sanity, the privacy, just to be able to do whatever and think however, and you know what I'm saying?
So did you write while you was in the home?
That's the best times to write.
Okay.
Like, clear mind.
Yeah, it's privacy. Ain't nothing going on. You just, no, it's just you and the walls.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think your biggest hit is to date?
Back in, right now.
Where did you write that?
In jail.
Okay. Mm.
Everything I done released was wrote in jail.
Okay.
Mm. Everything I done released so far.
Okay.
And then when you came back home this last time, right, you did like manage to mend a lot of things, mend a lot of relationships. So was that something you were working on before you came home?
Yeah. I had to. I had to get my mind together for it. Like, it was something different. It was something I knew I had to do, like I said, to be who I wanted to be. I had to do that shit. Like, if you're going to do something right, you got to do everything right. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to do this right, but fuck that.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen like that. You know what I'm saying? So me, I feel like if I'm going to do this right, I'm going to do that right. I'm going to do that right, and I'm going to do that right. Only if it could be done right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker let me do what I need to do, I'm going to do the right thing. Okay.
Now, let's talk about this post, because people were talking about how your boy got out.
Right.
And then you gave him money.
Right.
And so they were like, oh, that wasn't enough, blah, blah, blah. And then some people were like, look, that ain't all he's giving him, and I'm sure he's going to take care of him. So explain that, because I saw, like, a lot of people commenting.
What they got, like, mixed and screwed is that I didn't say that he took a charge from me and went and did 10, 11 years for me. I said that he did 10 years, and while we was incarcerated, me and him, we was cellies. And when they kicked the door in, I had some illegal shit in the cell, and he took the charge for me that. In jail.
Oh, okay, oh, gotcha.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying? I got it. So that was a sign of loyalty for me. Right. Like, that, mm-hmm. I seek that. Like, if any time you going to push your time back from getting to your family and your kids to say, hey, bro, like, see, I respect position. Mm-hmm. And to me, he showed me that he respected position. Like, I know you bigger than I am, and you mean more to the community than me. And he know what type of mind frame I got for us giving back, mm-hmm. and everything. So, and I'm going to take care of him, heels, and whatever else. Yeah. So, you know, when we had that bond, like, before that, you see what I'm saying? We done had standoff with a couple dudes, like, and it's like, man, it's going to be us against, like, but to say, to answer your question, that was the situation. It was never a situation where, like, he went and did some time for
how
me.
How much time got added to his, for doing it?
60 days.
Oh, that okay.
Works. Oh, yeah, exactly.
But still, I don't want to do it.
But it was 60 right. days that's away, like, you got to understand, me and Jay Prince, I already had a lot going on, mm-hmm. through contracts and everything over the phone. So I had a set date to go home that we had put a lot of things together. Yeah. So it meant a lot for me to, like, for him to say, bro, I'm going to do that without me asking.
Okay.
Like, we get the write up, and next thing I know, I'm like, damn, I'm finna have to call these boys and break it down to them what happened.
He like,
boy, you going home, boy. I'm going to take that, boy. You ain't finna nod, nah, boy.
Yeah,
like, you going out there, boy. I'm going to take this. So that's, I'm like, dope. Damn, for that's real. Dope. Like, yeah.
Where's he from?
He from Houston.
Okay.
And
okay.
While I was going. So it all made sense. So
you
like,
got right on that private jet when you got out.
Bingo. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Talk to us about that first day.
You know, I had never flew.
Ever?
That was my first time ever flying.
Oh, you spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
Hell. Like, I can't
right.
do this.
Yeah, we're not. Right. You can't get anywhere. You ain't getting in nobody.
Yeah,
you ain't sitting by nobody's wing.
Yeah, I ain't without it. But I'm still humble. But it was a blast, though.
Yeah.
I can barely remember this. It was such, like, I wasn't even here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it was crazy, but
in the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segee, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Shot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
And I've heard this from people before. They feel like getting locked up could have been a positive thing for them because who knows where they would end up. Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
I feel all the time I feel like that.
If you're dealing with a person who want to learn, somebody that's tired, somebody who tired of going in and out of there, because you got motherfuckers who 50 still don't get it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got niggas in jail. Like, I done met niggas in jail 46, 47 years old. Tell you, I ain't going to lie, boy, I get back out there, boy, I'm going to give me some bricks.
Damn,
OG. Like, damn, OG,
well,
you ain't learning.
You better get right. some real like, oh, bricks and some mortar.
So it still thing. Take a certain type of mentality, certain type of man, some, you know what I'm saying, to click up here. But maybe it's because of how the system set up.
Right.
Like, because nowadays, you could be selling dope and get caught and tell on another nigga and get out.
That's a fact.
So, I'm talking about consistently.
Right.
Like, every time you get caught, they're like, God damn, now who you got for us?
Right.
You know?
It's a job. Somebody gotta do it. Just make a career out of it.
Yo, you funny.
I'm telling you.
You funny.
For real, I'm telling you. But
wow.
Maybe that's why it's so easy for niggas to, but a nigga like me, like, I ain't fuck mm-hmm. that. I'm tired.
I feel like it's hard to break cycles, though, right? So, right. like, you think about even, like, maybe in your own life, you keep doing the same thing over and over. You kind of, you're trying to work on it, but it could be the same thing about going in and out of jail. Like, it's all you know.
It's something, yeah.
It's like, all right, what else I'm going to do? Like,
I said this maybe two or three times within the last 2-3 days. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a difference between being in a dark place and being free.
Right.
Than being in a dark place and being locked up. I'd rather be homeless than in jail. Because out here, you got a chance. You can get your dust ass up and go do something with yourself.
Right. Why gotta be
if
dusty?
You put your mind, because that's what you've been. Your mentality and everything. You see what I'm saying? You can actually get up.
That's funny. That's, I know you had them in there cracking up.
You know,
they miss you, huh?
You can get up and do, but in jail, you can't do nothing. You just got to get up and do what you told and do what you can and do to survive. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my outlook on this shit. Like, fuck that.
Dusty.
Get your dusty ass up.
Dusty ass up. Haven't heard that in so long.
Now, what's the best gift you ever got from a woman?
It was a ring. But a lot of money, though. And besides that, like...
Two girlfriends? A gift, three girlfriends?
A gift?
Yeah.
Like,
a watch?
Oh, no, 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 no. Something real special. It was special to me. I got recently from one of my girls. She gave me, it's like this thing, like it's shaped like a heart. And she know my grandma did it to me. She got it's like a little heart, and it got a glass, and it's a little thing you can sit on top of with a light.
Oh, that's, I know what you're talking about. It's like a crystal thing, and it has a, and then you could turn it, plug it in, and it could like,
and she was like, you know, I know it ain't.
That's, you know, thoughtful.
Like, that's like, the sentimental that's gifts mean. That mean a lot, that really mean the most.
Most definitely.
In my personal opinion, because especially somebody in your stature, you can buy anything you want.
Bingo.
So something that has meaning behind it will always trump something that costs
a
lot of money.
Right, right. And that's what she did for me, and that meant a lot. So
that's good. Yeah.
That's probably his favorite.
That is.
That's
his favorite.
He's not gonna never say.
Are your girlfriends, are they competitive with each other? For you? Because I could imagine that.
I think with sex.
Okay.
When it comes to sex, like, I noticed that during oral sex, like, okay, you doing something different than when you weren't doing with just me and you. But now it's both of y'all, you putting the extra on it. You trying to.
Making your dog.
Hold on. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to.
That's cool. I guess women, we can't be competitive. So I can see. Right. Yeah, I can see that.
So if all three of y'all having sex at once,
four.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, all four of you. So that it's like a. Like, what do you know?
Is somebody watching?
No, everybody is just two. It's one on one. Then I get her and then she'll get her.
That sounds like a lot of work, y'all.
So it's like two of them together while you got one.
You got to get you some. Y'all seen
some help,
the honey?
Some help.
No,
some
honey packs. Yeah.
You be on a honey pack.
And you got to put it in the Casamigo.
Oh, my God.
Reposado.
Y'all seen my TikTok? I got a TikTok where I put the honey on my KFC.
Oh, my God.
Not
Jesus.
The biscuits.
What?
Well, he needs it. You got to be exhausted.
So
I know.
You eat all three of they pussy.
No, they like to eat each other ass.
He eat ass now, too, though. So let's not forget that.
I will now.
I will now.
Your tongue in it and everything.
Yeah.
He looked at you and said, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What happens if you come, like, do you ever accidentally come? You know, you're trying to hold it, and then you'd be like, fuck. I ain't really perform my best performance.
Right.
No, because see, I'm a jailhouse nigga. Like, I know what I gotta do. I'm gonna go jack that dick off before I go in there. Mm-hmm. If I know I'm coming to show out, like, okay, if it's a quickie, yeah, all right, we can get this over with. Brr, boom. But if I'm first impression, and like if I know, all right, boom, it's time to show out tonight. It's been a while, it's time to go. Then yeah, I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna get that first one off, and then it's time.
Wow. I feel like a lot of men do that, because I've heard Brian say that before. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Or drink a lot, or you got a piss. Mm-hmm. Or you won't feel it. That's good too.
Have you ever not been able to come because you drank too much, or maybe the honey
like,
pack
won't get hard or
no,
can't come?
Like, you just can't come.
No, I'm gonna bust this shit. I'm gonna nut now. I'm on nut. I ain't never did that one to the point where I just can't nut. Nah,
that sounds like a lot of work, man.
It does. It does.
Three. Damn. Yeah. So wait, I would be pissed like if it's my turn and you came. Like, nah.
That's why I said you gotta go
run
first.
That back.
You gotta go first.
What you mean?
Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying. You got it makes sense. Like she like to come off here. She like to come like this. Okay. So I got one. She always say I'm one and done.
Okay.
Okay. Like, so I can relate to that.
Yeah, that'd be
fair.
So she'll get hers. She'll get hers and go to sleep. So now it's just me and the other two. And if I'm asleep, it's just them. You get it, so it's just a mix.
Yeah, it works
just,
out. Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you talk to other women besides the three of them?
I have, but I'm slowing down. Like, I'm the type of dude, like, you got to accept what you give. So, like, if you want this shit, you know what I'm saying, you can give it. But if you don't want this shit, don't give it. So, like...
Well, it's good for the goose. It's good for the game.
Yeah.
Do any of them ever
I respect them because they understand, like... we know you fresh out. It's a lot of shit you ain't did. A lot of women you ain't.
Right.
So, go ahead, play, but you know what I'm saying? Like, don't embarrass us. Like,
yeah, that's noticed fact. Your bracelet is handcuffs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw when you got that.
You said, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, have any of them ever broken up with you?
Yeah, I be breaking up with them. I just
you be breaking up with them?
Yeah,
you know
I
what?
I put one of theirs out by 2 days.
For what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
For what?
The one that's one and done. Like, it's finna be one and done.
Oh, wow, what you
Lord,
do?
Baby.
Girl. Yeah, for what?
Just bucking. Fucking doing too much, you know. I still like her, but you know, she got to pick down what I put up. She got to pick up what I put down.
She's the feisty one.
No, she's just young.
Okay, so she's not done though, right? She can come back or
she's still around.
It depends on how baby feels.
You know what?
Like, and you know, baby like her. And you know she probably in there laughing right now. She want me to accept her back, but
so they fighting for each other. Like, come on, let her back.
She holding
I called her. I called her cheating on me.
She texting about
your
back.
I put her out one time, and get what? They at the restaurant with each other.
They teamed up on your ass.
Yeah. Then they played me.
She took her back.
Now she played me. This is how they played me. She said she wanted to come back home. So I said, all right, well, get your ass to the house right now. 2 minutes later, here she come, FaceTime. I said, hello. And here she is right here next to her. I said, all y'all plotted on me. You know,
but you don't together.
So you know, three women, you can plan to be out with it, but you know, I got a couple brothers, they players, so they keep me on my toes. You know?
How did you find out she was cheating?
No, she was cheating.
But each other, the women.
If it's us three, and I dump you,
and you still
don't
talking
to
her,
meet up with you know well.
Yeah,
that's cheating.
Yes,
that's cheating.
He don't really mean it. He really like it. He really like it. It was like.
Not cheating like that.
No.
He wouldn't be laughing if it was a real cheat.
All right, keep it real. You do really like it.
I like
that.
He
like that shit.
Look at it. He's like a little kid.
He like that shit. Okay, so what's the rules about buying gifts, right? Like, if you get one of them a bag,
everybody get a bag.
You got to get bags.
Like I said, like, see, one thing y'all got to understand, I'm glad we had these interviews because, like, I always wanted to separate my music from my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the difference between a woman and a hoe.
Okay.
And I'm going to try you like that. I'm going to put you all the way to the test to see if you would do some whole shit.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to put you all the way out there. I'm going to have niggas reach out with 40, 50,000, 60,000.
You be trying to set them up? Like,
yes, I don't play.
So that's called...
I'm going to see if you a hoe.
That's entrapment.
That's manipulation.
That is entrapment.
Oh, yeah.
don't care.
What if she be like, I knew you was doing that.
No,
that's why I did
it. You ain't know.
So you really done caught. You really done caught women like that.
Yeah, it's a traditional trick.
A traditional.
Like that's how you they're like coming up as a young player like that's how you bait your women in. Like when you tell her, you would do anything for me, like anything. And when she tell you, yeah, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna tell my partner. I'm gonna tell her, hey man, listen, I'm gonna come on, I'm gonna tell her you got $500 for it, but you my partner, I'm gonna give you the money. You give her the money, she gonna give it back to me. You get it?
Okay.
And that's how I get her. Like, so hey, look, my partner got $500. I need it. We broke, we ain't got nothing, baby. I need you to go over here. My partner got $500 for you. I'm gonna sit in the car while you go take whole time. It's my money. But this is how I'm putting her down.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
It's just a process.
This is too much.
I'm stressed out. Way too much.
Yeah, too much. Let's talk about these gifts.
Back to the gifts.
Because Jesus went over there somewhere, and we ain't even over there. Yeah. We right here.
So the gifts, is it, back to Angie's question, if you get one of them a gift, do you get all three of them a gift? No?
No.
So how do you do the gift?
It's just like with kids.
And let me say this. Your birthday.
But let me say this, though.
Let me say this, though.
You got to reach a certain type of requirement to get gifts and shit from me.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that. You don't be buying women gifts like that.
No.
You don't?
They buy you gifts, though.
And I don't care about getting gifts. I mean, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Do they work? Do they have regular jobs? Or are they just...
No, they sell on their own. They do their own.
They do their own stuff. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Do their families know?
Know what?
That they're all in this relationship.
Yeah.
And do their families like you? Like the parents?
Okay.
Is there any children involved?
Huh?
Is there any children involved? Who has kids?
Two of us.
Okay.
So you have two, but you have two kids, right?
I got three.
You have three. Do they all stay with you, or are they
one?
One. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There's one.
It's a busy household.
Mm. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So who does like the laundry and the cleaning? Y'all got maid service and all of that, or they be taking turns?
See, that's another thing.
Because I'm like an unofficial housewife. I cook and clean and all that shit and suck dick from the back. So not for real. So you know, I know what it is to have a lot of space to have to take care of and make sure that it's right at all times, and it's a lot for just one person to do. So is everybody pitching in and doing that? Or how is this working out? Like the domestic part of this relationship.
The reason why I shouted that way.
Oh,
yeah, you got.
She ain't hold home.
Yeah, you got. That's what I'm saying. The age thing, like with me as a man, like I need for my woman to get up and clean up and cook. I don't need my woman to get up and get in no phone. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't get straight, especially if you ain't making $100,000 a week, $50,000 a week. Don't just get up and get in your motherfucking phone.
I mean, don't you get up and get it?
I get up and handle business. Like, to me, that's part
on your phone, because being on your phone could be handling business.
Yeah, but at the same time, I get up and make sure my area is straight first. You see what I'm saying? Like, especially if I'm the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the breadwinner, I'm holding this shit together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get up and take care of the business and make sure I'm fed. Make sure, you know what I'm saying? Everything good around me while I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And if you kind of accommodate me in that area, it's like, that ain't no woman. Like, a woman gonna make sure they man good.
I'd be like, what you wanna eat? I go right on Uber Eats.
You know what?
Guess what? I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because I got so much going on.
Who want French toast?
30 missed calls, 50 text messages. I got to respond to all these people. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool. Order me something to eat.
Yeah.
Clean up. Put me some boxes and drawers in my toothpaste. Put the toothpaste on the toothbrush.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, that's too much.
They got to tie your shoes, too.
They got to wash your ass.
No. Wash that. Don't touch my ass, man.
Now you're going too far.
Wait, now hold on.
Hey, all right, now.
She can't even lick it or nothing.
No, don't do that.
In front of it? Like the
No Gucci or none of this shit.
No?
Okay.
He's been ashes before.
We can't
do Gucci, none of that.
No, we can't do that.
Don't even try it.
Yeah, wow. We can't do that.
Do you talk about, like subliminally, do you talk about your relationships in your music at all? With like this, like your, you know, the fact that you have, okay.
Yeah,
what song?
No, like before jail, like before, yeah, I have.
That's how you know.
So this is something that's been going on. It's not a new situation.
Yeah, this is new.
This is new. He hadn't been home that long.
I only been home eight and a half months.
Yeah.
Okay. So but this situation is not
I feel like the music before this, you didn't trust women at all. at all.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segee, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Do you trust all three of them?
No, I don't trust nobody.
You know what?
Nobody.
Let me say this. I trust everybody to a certain extent, as far as I can see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. When you around me, I trust you. Like, when you leave on or what's up with you?
Mm. That's not a good thing, though. Because yeah, like, I think the biggest trust you can have in somebody is, if I'm not in the room with you, what are you doing?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I respect what come with the game. Like, if I can trust you when you leave, then I know I love you. Like, mm-hmm. But if I don't trust you when you leave, then, you know, it can come, though. It can happen. Like, you can grow trust.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It can happen.
Yeah,
it,
trust is earned. I don't feel like, I understand what you're saying. To a certain point, I trust you unless you prove otherwise. Yeah. But the rest of it, you have to earn. Yeah. You got to earn the trust of, when you're not around me, what are you doing? You got to prove that, because we won't know that until time passes.
And I put people in situations to show me their trust. So so far, like I said, the one that's to the curb right now, she ain't been showing their trust. So.
Oh. Mm. All right. So for instance, like a song like Get Even.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of about trust. But what? Are you still a vindictive person? Like, if somebody do something to you, do you feel like you want to get revenge?
Mm-mm.
When it comes
to...
Charlamagne
is like, Get Even to me is more of a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's more of like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, get even with life. Not just get even with a person.
Okay.
But see, hearing me rap and looking at a video, you would think, oh, he talking his shit. Mm-hmm. But the whole time, me mentally... I'm looking at it like, nah, I'm going to get even, like, for being fucked up all my life, like, for being down, for being locked up, for me, I'm going to get even just with me, myself. You know what I'm saying? You know, I be at war myself mentally. So, you know, I'm going to get even, not literally a person, but I'm going to put it in where they can understand it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because sometimes when you feel like somebody did something to me, I got to get them back. That shit weigh on you so much.
Even.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying, but yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Just get in your bag, do take care of your business, stay on your shit, and stay positive, and don't worry about this shit.
Now, is there any coming back? Like you said, if somebody crosses you, have you ever forgiven somebody and taken them back, or is it always over?
It depends. It depends on the level of betrayal. Like, because you can betray me and it'd be like, all right, man, you know, you might say something behind my back, or, and not even, like, it could have been unintentional. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, well, you were talking to somebody, and then it made it back to me.
Right.
And then, you know, if it sounded like you was talking behind my back, and, you know, I might cut you out for a certain period of time, amount of time, and see how you react to it. You know what I'm saying? And then see that if you change, like, if you change, like, you know what I'm saying? Ah, yeah, well, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You said it. But if you stay the same, like, nah, I ain't never, nah, I give him a chance, let you come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because people do make mistakes.
Yeah. That's what I said. Like, all right, you ain't change up. Like, I got a partner I don't deal with. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't did the average shit that niggas do. Like, when you don't fuck with him, go drop diss songs, make statuses about you on Facebook. Oh, I used to fuck with that nigga. I did such and such for him, such and such. He don't fuck with me. He ain't doing nothing for me. He still ain't changed the whole time I've been out.
All right, that's, yeah, I agree. Fair. Like, there's certain people you could forgive, and certain people you could just not fuck with them like that, but you don't have to dislike them. Mm. And then there's certain people that go hard, do all kind of shit, and you like, I really can't never fuck with you again.
Yeah.
So it's just different levels. Yeah, of, see, when you go not hard, fuckery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bingo. It's levels to it. For me. Like, uh-huh. Certain shit you can come back from, certain shit you just can't come back from.
Now, do all three of your girlfriends squirt? Angela.
Nah, but I like their cream though. Yeah, the squirt, you could, that's cool. But like, let me say this. If I'm gone out there, Casamigos now, and you squirt, cool.
Anything goes.
Yeah. Like, fuck it. It's wild shit. It's up in this motherfucker. But boom. But if it's just natural, we just having morning sex or just don't just now. If,
can I tell you something?
What was he going to say? Hold on. He was about to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, man, if you just bust, man, like, all right, cool. But damn.
So, but, as a squirter, that's not something that you can control.
Yeah, it happens. What I'm saying. How do you
like, you could try to hold it back, but sometimes that shit just,
and it doesn't flatter you.
You can't really say that, like, bitch, what you doing?
One thing I learned about a squirter, well, me, the squirters I done had, the two or three I done had, they only squirt one time mm-hmm. during the whole session. So I kind of like to get that over missionary. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it, I feel it, mm-hmm. but I don't.
It's not like all over you.
Yeah.
So you never ate a girl out and she squirted on your face?
Don't do that.
Why? You nasty, right?
Nah.
Not even off the Casamigos?
Nah. In the honey?
I don't know how I react.
You probably don't remember off the Casamigos.
I might be so mad and just say, just go to bed.
Why would you be mad?
Because you just did that in my face.
Listen, one time I got a story to tell. So this one time I told y'all this before. I'm having some sexual intercourse with a young gentleman, and he was hitting from the back, and I squirted, and then I heard him gargling, and I looked back, and it was in his mouth, like he caught it in his mouth.
I like that she did that right while you were drinking your drink.
Right. That's probably what he did. Just I was there like, ooh, you nasty. Yeah, that happened.
I wish I knew who the culprit was.
I'll tell you.
You probably
somebody knows some. Well, he probably don't know him, but he's an ex-football player. Yeah, okay, so he might know who it is.
In my mouth, that's different.
He went for it. I didn't purposely. Nice. It was from the back.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, what a munch.
That's definitely the first time that ever happened to me.
Now, munch is somebody who likes to eat.
Don't say so for a nigga catching it, he's a certified
platinum star munch in my opinion.
I think that's kind.
It's kind.
Wow.
I think it's nice.
And then there's no mess to clean up.
It was a little weird.
You want me to catch it?
So since you're against that, then you're against golden showers.
Huh?
You against golden showers? You don't mind being peed on, or are you peeing on somebody?
Nah, don't pee on me.
He ain't
even
like getting
squirted on.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think I want to pee on you.
Good.
Either.
Oh, okay.
Now would you be mad if you were coming in a girl's mouth, like say she was giving you sucking your dick, and then she moved out the way when you came, or was like?
Yeah, don't do that. That's disrespectful.
See, now how do you think a woman would feel?
Right.
Oh, yeah, but
it's kind of the same thing.
At that moment, that dick feel good, so don't make that dick mad and move.
But what about her?
You is coming. You shouldn't even be looking down.
You is coming.
You is coming.
Hilarious.
So, like, it don't take for me to be on you for you to feel good, but for you to stay on me, that feel good.
Mm. Wait, now,
so
hold
don't
on.
Bag Wait, up, because when I come, I'm finna come and put it back in your mouth. So I want that feeling. So when you move away, it's like,
What if she move away because she want to catch it on her face?
That's different. Okay. I'm talking about move away or like no move away.
Okay.
Like if she move away, want to catch on.
Yeah, it's never cool.
But that's what I'm saying for him too. He shouldn't move.
No, he should.
Catch it.
No, because catch she.
Ain't. Try it one time.
No.
It's probably good.
You must need it.
Most definitely, and they liked it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a squirter too.
So you liked it.
Of course, I liked squirting.
No, I'm saying, do you know what like that mean?
You like that.
You're like that.
You're like that. Like,
oh, she ain't like that?
No, I'm not. I'm a squirter. But
I'm a good time.
I would tell you, don't come in my mouth.
Oh, okay. So you ain't like that.
I'm not like that.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
She said, I'm not like that.
Is there anything?
Yes.
She
on her way. In certain categories, I'm like that. In certain categories, I'm like that. In certain categories, like that, I ain't like that.
Like that, I ain't like that.
Is there anything that you haven't done that you would like to try? Do you watch porn?
Yeah, I love porn.
Favorite like category?
What? Yeah, but what I like to do it
what's
myself.
What's your go-to?
I like to get the head. I like to get my dick.
No, what's your go-to
in porn
category?
Not in life.
No, you like to go ahead.
I'm going
to
type in big old booty dick sucking.
Grease it up.
Yo.
That's so funny.
That's very specific.
It's very, very specific.
Let me see. What is it again?
Do big you oil booty each other?
Dick sucking.
Say how, what is it? What is
the big order? Oil booty dick sucking. Cherokee might pop up.
You know what?
Okay. He got favorites.
So you like black? You like black women in porn?
Yeah.
And you like big butts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are your three girlfriends, are they black?
Yeah.
They got big butts?
Yeah.
She could be down there fat.
Their boobs?
Do they have boobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you a boob guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like a workout. Mm. I like a good, I like a sweat. So I like them chunky.
Chunky.
And I like for them to fuck back.
Okay.
No starfish.
Yeah, don't just lay there.
All
parts is just lay there
Yeah, don't
you
do
ever
that.
Had an injury during sex?
A child.
You never heard just a child.
That ain't
no, I ain't gonna lie, that
it
shit.
Do. That I be out the whole body. For real, because you got to get in a stretching position to
Could
get
you
out.
Imagine?
For real, so I'm butt naked, ass naked on the floor in a stretching position. Like, right, come,
Could you imagine he catches
right
it
on Charlie Hogan? Suck that dick.
Wait, imagine he catch it while you coming. Oh, I'd man. Be so tight.
Hold up,
I'd be like, you better work through that shit.
Hold on, what?
You catch the Charlie horse while
I'm coming? The Charlie horse while she coming.
Ooh, you would be shouted.
Nah, you gonna keep going.
I just gotta smoke some weed or something.
Nah, I'd probably lay you down and just jump on you.
Oh, bingo. Just, bingo.
Come on, Lord.
Bingo.
Get it work.
She on her way. Sit on your face and squirt in your mouth.
Oh. No.
Anything else, Lord?
Let me say this right here. It never happened. So I just imagined, right, while we were just talking, if a motherfucker just jumped on my face and squirted in my mouth, like on that Casamigo, I might not say nothing right
here. Yeah, what I'm saying.
But the next day, I'm gonna tell my brother, man, it be squirted in my mouth.
And you might love
and
it.
I love it.
I'm going to
have
say,
an ill flashback.
You might love it.
Nah, I'm going to be mad.
Nah, you might like
no,
it.
Fine.
Nah, because she's going to tell
fine.
Everybody.
Now, I got to ask you this. Would you have a problem with a woman who doesn't shave her legs?
Yeah. Don't put no hair on your leg, man.
Don't put no hair on your legs. What?
It just grow like that naturally.
Nah, you don't do that.
What you mean, put the hair on your legs?
I could never get a slot.
Jasmine.
In the wintertime, I'm the worst at shaving my legs.
Nerd don't work.
Nerd. She don't care. Clearly. I had to shave what
I don't. It's Nerd. I don't have patience
but
for
other
that.
Than that. You ain't doing it.
How long you got to keep Nerd on you?
Like 5-6 minutes, right?
Yes, it's a really short time.
It stinks, too.
That's looking good for your man, though.
I feel like this is not good, but in the wintertime, I don't shave my legs like I'm supposed to.
A lot of people supported you, Jasmine. A lot of women said they also don't shave their legs in the winter.
Yeah.
Do you shave, Finesse? Do you like manscaping and all that?
The whole thing. I like all of it. So.
When did you start doing that?
What?
Like, when did you start
saying that? When I was young, I was like 15.
Really?
You started young.
I had a 30-year-old. She was like, they don't like them like this. And mm-hmm. I was like them like what?
All that hair.
And she was like, all that hair.
We don't like to get it caught in the back of our throat.
Bingo. I noticed that because, girls used to. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, well, I'm just getting some head and I ain't tripping. But boom, so now they don't do that no more.
Yeah, because there ain't no hair.
And when they see it, and it look better on porn.
Bigger.
It look better when you're recording.
It's like very clean.
Ooh, that motherfucker.
So how many videos do you have of yourself, you think? Like endless amounts of videos?
Probably about 20-something.
Do you own them?
In my phone, so I own them.
So they don't
you
have
own the copyrights?
They don't have copies of it?
She got them, yeah. But I ain't tripping it because I ain't ashamed.
So do you watch them like while you're on the road and stuff?
Yeah, I hit their dick.
While you watch your own self?
Most definitely.
Do you ever?
That's the best.
Are you ever critical of your performance? Like,
no.
I could have did that better.
Watching your own porn and masturbating is top tier.
Yes. Okay.
Y'all don't do that?
I've never masturbate. No, and watch. No, not at the same time. No.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Dope. And
you
then I'm so burnt
yourself?
Out. I'm so burnt out.
I would have
out.
To have a video of myself.
You know, you got
first.
A, you got the part. You got where you can link the code to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it on the TV.
I put it on my MacBook.
Yeah.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segee, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Do you fuck different when you know you filming it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's like when you sucking dick and the flash go, come on. You got to go, damn.
It's up. Yeah.
Showtime.
The flash, you know
you got it. You look at the camera?
But yes.
And don't let it be a mirror behind the bed because I'm watching myself.
Oh, baby. Yeah. I do like watching myself.
And the reflection
mirror.
Of the phone.
Yeah. I like
the
side.
I like the mirror.
I like side mirrors. I like.
So what's the difference like when you fucking on camera and not on camera? Like what do you do differently when you know you film?
Because I know I'm finna watch this shit. So it's like,
damn.
Shine.
Spotlight.
He said shine.
You gotta shine. Like, even shine sometimes like I done been in caught up like, oh shit, you on camera. Like, you know?
Right.
And she gonna talk about you tomorrow. Like, wow. Look, you guys tied right here. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
What you be doing? Like, you be playing right here behind your head.
Yeah. That move right there. Like, I like when you do that move. What move? That one right there.
That one right there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Are you a talker in the bedroom?
Yes, I talk a lot of shit.
Okay.
Yeah. I please.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about me, I listen to women. Like if I date a woman, I'm going to listen to her and I'm going to ask questions. See, a lot of men, they might listen to women, but they ain't really hearing them. Like, I'm gonna digest everything you telling me, and I'm gonna remember it.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do it. And I'm the type of nigga that asks you how you want your pussy ate.
Oh, that's a good nice. Question.
Yeah, like I understand thoughtful. Some women don't like certain things. So yeah,
everybody. Oh, let's ask everybody around the room.
How you like your pussy?
Good.
How?
No, you gotta explain that. Like, don't do
the like I'm like, what?
He caught me off guard.
I don't like the motor tongue. Don't do that mm-hmm. on oh, my.
Okay. I agree.
Like, don't yeah. do that. I like you to just, you know, lick inside of the lips, outside of the lips. I like for you to stick your tongue in my pussy too.
Cool.
That feels pretty good.
Finger in
pretty
the board.
Good. Yeah.
Two fingers.
It depends on. The
night. No, like not, she's no picturing
fingers.
It.
Okay, okay.
Right, right.
When I didn't think about it, when I never thought about
that's
it.
Nobody ever asked me.
How you like pussy?
No, for real.
Like,
because
nobody ever asked you that?
I don't think
like,
so.
You like it wet.
Yeah, okay. That's me like for your tongue to just.
I like when a guy asks me that because I'm.
You know,
I want to tell you.
I want you.
And I like to be fingered while I'm getting eaten out as well.
See, women. Some women don't like that.
I don't like that.
Exactly. So you have to ask women.
I do.
I like a thumb in my butt.
I'm letting
but
men
you
know.
Keep your fingers out my
bowling
sometimes
ball.
I do.
Bowling I don't ball, like, me, I don't like anything in my butt.
Bowling ball. Put thumb it. In my butt.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
I snuck that one in from the back one day on one who never had the.
And what she do?
Oh, she went crazy.
She liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, some people like that and some people don't.
Yeah, it's good.
When I'm drinking, when I'm drunk, like if we having sex and I'm drunk and I'm nice, yeah, I don't mind it. Jasmine?
I think I'll go with everything she said, minus the, I don't want the finger in my butt.
but what if you drunk?
But what do you, if, what if ask what you don't, what do you,
you
want?
Just feel something
no,
different.
I liked everything that she said. I'm cool with everything she said except the finger in the butt. I don't stay in one area too long.
Yeah.
Like don't just be.
Navigate.
They
navigate,
like, you know,
dance around.
Yeah, dance around.
So the thigh.
Not the
thigh. Exactly. The inside of the thigh.
We talking about.
Okay, so leave the inside of the thigh alone.
That's fine, but we're talking about
maybe in the beginning. But once you get there,
once you get there, stay there.
So when you there, stay there.
Stay there.
I'm learning. I'm missing.
And when I'm thrusting, don't move. Like that means I like what you're doing.
So
yeah, that's my go-to. Like I'm gonna fuck your face.
Okay.
I might grab the whole back of your head and fuck your face. I get aggressive with it. I might bust your lip or something.
White up?
Yeah. Because I like pressure. So I play I with like toys.
Oh, too. So okay. So like you pressure. Like your clitoris to be
I don't want it. I don't want it bit on or nothing
so
like that.
So you come but from riding.
I want your tongue to be hard. Like
so
I
you come from riding. Like. Okay.
I can.
You like your clip pressed against.
Yeah.
That
but yeah,
good.
See, that you ask everybody, amazing, and they'll tell you something riding. Different.
Exactly.
And I also like the tongue inside.
Cool.
I
came like that recently,
this.
And it surprised the shit out of me. It came from out of nowhere. It was good. And I don't know. I like when you use your whole mouth. Like, don't eat my pussy. No, put your whole face, put your whole mouth. Like, give me something.
Whole
like,
mouth,
I want you to. I want you to make out with my pussy. Like, I want you to tongue kiss and.
That's nice.
Yeah, but see, I can dig it. I just met more clitoris women. Like, stay on my clit. You know,
I mean, because that's where the fun happens. Yeah. Like, that's where the orgasm.
That's
comes
where the
from.
Fun happens.
Do you prefer to come fast from that, or do you like for it to take a longer time? Because I feel like. And when guys get their dicks sucked, I feel like y'all like for it to take a long time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to edge that thing and bring it back.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it right there. In
yeah,
there.
And then fall all the way
then
back.
I'm going to bring that thing back. Yeah. I'm not going to come.
And start over.
Yeah.
Hit the reset button on it.
Yes,
Angela, why don't you answer the question?
How you would like...
I like it.
I was waiting to get to it.
I like it gentle. I don't like thrusting.
Okay.
And I do like the clitoris. I like that. I don't like a finger. And like you said, you like... For it to move around, I kind of am more into consistency because sometimes you could be doing it, I could be about to come, and then you switch it up, and
yeah.
up my whole vibe.
Mm-hmm. You're
and
like, I'd be like,
then you got to start over.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna take
yeah.
longer.
That's why
now.
I say I'm a talker because I can say like, if I feel you moving away, I'm eating that pussy right. Like I'm gonna say something. Like mm-hmm. I'm, you know, what I'm saying, I'm gonna stay right there. All right,
communication this the right is the key thing. To all success
you,
and happiness.
You're funny, so do you have jokes when you fucking? Like, do you?
Recently, we just started joking in the middle of fucking. Like, I just started joking with
like
one
what?
Of them. Like, just, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Random
just,
shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just some laughing shit. Like, especially when I nut. Like, you might be like, oh, shit.
So you come loud.
God damn.
That's so funny.
And then there it is.
Of course he does.
I'll be like, mm-hmm. might I don't think sound like a bitch then.
Wait, what'd you just say?
Like, when you nut like that, like, I come loud.
Okay.
So, you know, you might sound like a bitch when you're not like...
Does your whole body, like, shake? Do your
legs
get...
Yeah, I lock up.
Do your legs get numb? Oh, you lock up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you catch a Charlie horse.
Yeah. Nah, my whole is like a...
You're so funny.
Yeah, I felt the couch.
Do you listen? Do you have the TV on, listen to music or anything when you have sex? Or you like it quiet?
Yes, you be fucking music, to your own music?
Music.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I was
no, gonna I love fucking the slow music.
Slow music.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do y'all like having sex with the TV on?
No. That's
I don't. Sometimes it's a distraction.
It's like typing in homemade porn on Pornhub.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You'll get just the TV in the background and the fucking, like, this week.
Yeah, unless it's porn on. Like, unless it's that. But
because you ever had something like on the TV while you having sex and just throw your whole shit away?
Right.
You
be like, oh, mm-hmm. Focus with the TV right. on. Right. Yeah, I can't.
You be like, oh, BMF is on. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
Oh, my God. No. That'll blow it.
Don't let them start having sex on TV while you having sex. It's kind of a weird thing.
That's so weird. Yeah.
Like, I feel awkward here.
That happens.
What's the craziest place you ever had sex?
I think like it was under like a viaduct.
A what?
If y'all know what a viaduct, like a pad, like when you go under a bridge, you're like, and the cars pass over it.
Okay.
You walking from school up under the joint.
Oh, the underpass.
Yeah,
the
and you know it's like a little door that you can, like a little small little door, like, and it's a little, you can kind of up in it just a little bit. To the point where you think you hiding, but you ain't.
Yeah. Oh, was it daytime?
But you know, it's the yellow lights, the orange lights under us. So it's like, let's walk under the bridge to do this.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Meditated.
How old were you when you did that?
Like 13.
Oh, okay.
13?
Yeah.
It was bad as hell.
Damn. Yeah, I started really.
Bad nigga. How old was you when you lost your virginity?
Like 11.
How old was she?
Oh, Lord.
Like 14.
You didn't know what you was doing either, did you?
Hell no.
Nah.
What age
were you around when you figured out, like, all right, this is what I should be doing?
Far as fuck?
Sex-wise.
Yeah. 14. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned real fast. Them porns. I was the kid that, like, I knew where my grandma kept her tapes at.
Nah.
Yeah, damn. I was that kid.
Your grandma had tapes.
Yeah, I remember the old VHS flicks, the black and white ones.
Of what, like porn?
Yes.
Your grandma had
70s porn. Bound chicken.
Yeah, with the music playing.
Yeah,
with the kid. I wasn't masturbating or nothing, but I just used to watch it.
Like, and that was before fake asses and all of that.
That was pussy had her on it.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
That's what she just said.
Yeah. Afro pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, every pussy.
How you feel about that now? Because I know you Manscaped, so how do you feel about a woman having hair?
Because they were playing back then. I don't want to feel all this shit. I ain't trying to lick on all this shit either. This shit's mystery.
And you don't have that, so.
I don't know how to find it.
Mystery?
This thing is crazy.
Wow.
The Jungle Book.
Well, listen, Finesse Two Times, we had an amazing time
you
with
you
today.
You are fucking hilarious.
Like, we had no
idea. I had no idea that you was this funny.
Right. It's hilarious.
Like, for real. You're funny as shit.
Because you know what? But you know what makes me know he's funny? When you see his social media posts. But like you said, it's been a lot of growth. I remember when you dated Erica Banks for a hot second. Right. And then you was like, I don't want to be with... And people thought you were talking about her.
Right.
With no woman that talks to me like...
Yeah, and I wasn't even talking about her.
Right. And people assumed it, though. Because that's what I was saying. He never said her name.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It was like, I was just explaining a situation that I had. I was just on the phone with somebody young, and she called me and was like, what's up, gang? And I was like, the fuck? I'm 30. What you mean, gang? I'm 30. The fuck? Like, the fuck you talking about, gang? Like, and then I was like, I gotta say something about this shit. Like, cause it's like the second, third time, but I'm so humble, like, and down to earth, like, I let certain shit, but I'm like, all right, listen, this was going on, but it was around the time we was having our little situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, they took it like that, but it was kind of in the same, but it wasn't the same. Like, she was all right, but it, like, I'm big on age. I got to have me an older woman. She got to know how to eat that dick. She got to eat that dick. She can't just, when she want to, she got to know she supposed to suck that dick in the morning when they getting out of work. I shouldn't have to tell you, come on, eat that dick. I supposed to be having to tell you, hold on, wait, I ain't ready yet.
Like when you sleep and you wake up in the morning to that, that's amazing. We like that too, by the way.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Let's put it
okay,
cool.
Alarm clock me, baby.
That's how you know it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, so, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough because we saw that. But I agree with you. And I don't like when guys be calling me bro.
Yeah.
Like, or sis.
Sis.
Yeah, you. No, sis cool coming from
not somebody you dating.
Person. Somebody no, I like. I don't want them calling me sis.
Hell no. Nah, they don't even. Yeah, exactly. And we just had this conversation earlier. You just don't do that.
You just don't do that.
Some shit you can do, and it's just some shit you just don't do. Mm-hmm. You just don't do that shit. Yeah. Gang.
Gang. What's up, gang?
What's up?
What? Where you at, gang?
What's up with you, my boy?
I had to go. Exactly. And I had to go back and look in the text message. Like, I need to find why I asked this bitch how old she was at. 22 is my fault.
That's it right there.
I'm done. That's
it right there. You like arguing? Because there's some guys that like to argue.
I like to debate.
Okay.
I like to pick women's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini, too. Yeah. And I was with a Gemini my whole life. They all be...
We.
Because some guys get turned on by, like, arguing.
Y'all. Y'all, the Gemini right men.
Yes.
Y'all.
Okay.
Maybe y'all.
Yeah, I mean, but I like to debate. I like to pick women's brain. I like to see how far they can think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I like to push women.
Yeah.
Because, like, I grew up in a house with women.
Okay.
And I know, like, I feel like I know what it takes. Like, if my mama would have did this, if my auntie would have did that, they would have been better off. So, sometimes I tease women, like, you know what I'm saying? No matter if you got money or not. I just test.
You always testing somebody.
You got to.
Professor Finesse.
Right. No, but for real, honestly, thank you so much for coming through. And we're excited to see, like, everything and anything else that you wanted to let us know. Like, tours, what else is happening?
Oh, we got me and Moneybagg Yo got the compilation coming up this summer.
Okay. You are working.
Yes. Most definitely. So, we got that coming up. That's going to be real big. It's going to be a brick gang thing. So, you know, it's going to be Big Homie G and, you know, CEO Big 30 and, you know what I'm saying, the whole brick gang. So, you know, it's going to be big.
And we're like, would you do reality television maybe? Would you have a problem putting your relationship out there?
Now, you know, I'm starting to film, like, my polygamy situation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I might do something later on, but right now, like I said, I got one kick to the curb now.
Oh, Lord.
So,
she'll have her back, though, right?
That's good.
She'll be back. I think you're about to let her back.
When she come back, let her know.
If she willing to pick up what I'm putting down, I might let her back.
He wants
be to be continued.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, to be continued.
He like the little drama.
He
look.
Does.
He like it.
Yeah.
And the other women like her.
See?
They with her right now.
Uh-huh. I'm
like, she betting she ain't them.
Okay.
Bet not.
She texting her right now, like, girl.
She is. She texting her, though.
I know. She
is.
Is.
Yeah.
We talking about you. Talking about you right now.
I just found out this morning. Yeah, I just found out this morning that they were texting about me. Yeah. So y'all ain't lying. Yeah, they texting about me now. Yeah. Yeah. He do be hurting, girl. Yeah.
Aww.
I heard.
He miss you. She's like, he miss you, girl.
You do miss her.
Mm-hmm.
You do miss her.
You do.
Now, she got to pick up what I'm putting down. Then I
said
miss
you do miss her. You do miss her, though, right?
Yeah, of course. But
okay.
But
that's all we ask.
That's all we ask.
But
all
if I can't.
Extra.
Picking but up but nothing. If I, see, you're right now, I need some men.
Nope. It's no. This is international.
Nah,
women's month.
Yeah.
It's just us.
It is? Women's history.
It's women's month actually. And it's International Women's Day today.
As we're
well, you
filming.
Know what?
Yes.
I'm gonna let the women have it.
Okay.
Period.
All
right. It's y'all month. Y'all got this.
So you need to get all three of them presents today.
Okay. Huh?
All three of them.
All three of them. Get
or at least the deuce that's standing.
A gift?
Mm-hmm. Something thoughtful.
All right.
You think about it. They all three got to come on your face.
No.
What in the bukkake coochie you got going on over here?
They all
let me tell you something, though. Let me tell you something, though. I probably didn't been squirted on before.
Yes, you ain't
and I was drunk. Because I done woke up plenty mornings and asked, man, what happened last night? And motherfuckers just rolled over. We had a time. So now
that.
To come
a
think about it.
Was, hey, I told you that. I'm pretty sure they done squirted on me.
So motherfucker probably have squirted on my shit.
Yep, you done woke up face wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or dry.
Like, or crusty.
That's probably why I needed some water a couple of times, like mouth real dry.
Mm-hmm. Salty.
Yeah, they were.
But Finesse, two times, thank you so much. And we are
appreciate
so happy to see all the success you've been having.
Yes.
And congratulate you a lot more. It's way, I was about to say it's way up. But it is lip service.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope.
To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.